In this discussion of conflict resolution among us as we attempt to cope with the inevitability, unless they think it through and decide it is not worth their time, otherwise inevitability of the infiltration of false folks into our work, our planning, I thought of trying to use an actual quote unquote in quotes, because in all vetted media products there is an element of craft, an actual situation, but it proved difficult. I'm referring to a story in the East Bay Express of October 7 to 13, 2015, racial profiling via nextdoor.com, in which an online community networking site was being flooded with subtly racist posts, and the folks who complained were the ones getting kicked off or punished in some other way, kicked off the site. But it's a terrible example to use, because we would never put our intercommunications into the hands of a third party, in this case, a company. That would be a setup for being messed with, a setup for power's attempts to manipulate us, as the continuous manipulation of our thoughts is the name of power's game. I mean, they have been laser-like focused on that since Bentham pulled their coat. The global statesmen own the media. Its results they must own as well. When it comes to the crafting of public opinion, the result is the intention. What is the main U.S. media-crafted message of late? Racism is rising in the United States, they say. Intended result. Divisions grow, hope erodes. Retreat of critique into exclusive identities. Power is left in control. Division is the name of the game, brothers and sisters. Unity must be, solidarity must be our watchword. Let's have discussions of that, of how to get to a future without coercion. Every single one of us, regardless of false divisions that class has created for us, every single one of us wants that.